I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Each week, millions of viewers tune into ABC's hit medical drama, Grey's Anatomy. Award-winning actor Isaiah Washington plays the cardiothoracic surgeon, Dr. Preston Burke. Now, Washington is using the investment knowledge he developed as a struggling actor to help the West African country of Sierra Leone. Washington describes the leap of faith that led to the role of a lifetime.
The leap was a very long one here in L.A., but I was prepared for it. Burke was a character that I've always had on the horizon. And actually, I actually explored that world when I did a film called Dancing in September. But before that, what you saw on the big screen, I was often, as the money grew and the studios grew, the characterizations for me got smaller in scope and in depth. But what I always tried to do was to meet the challenge and pretty much go toe-to-toe with the producers to try to make those characters a little bit more multidimensional. At a certain point, I just grew tired of it. And I stepped out on faith. I stepped out on my strategy in terms of investments. And I sat on the sidelines for about a year, year and a half, and became even more choosy with the kind of roles that I was going to participate in just to keep the cash flow going. And I just kept waiting. I kept waiting and planning and strategizing. And then sure enough, after I did Hollywood Homicide, I realized, okay, that's it. I'm going to step out and look at television. And they gave me 10 scripts that was the hottest scripts at the time, Desperate Housewives, Lost, and what was called The Surgeons, which is now Grey's Anatomy, was in that lot. And I initially went in for the Patrick Dempsey role, but obviously ABC was not ready for that level of interracialness. And Patrick was cast, and I was passed over. Then they had called me again and said, no, we want you to show up rehearsal. The guy they had cast as Preston Burke, the actor had to step down, and he was a very short Jewish man.
So it's now a situation where when there's publicity photos, you're on the cover, you're certainly not a second-string character. You have helped make this show what it is. And in turn, you made some decisions that helped your life be what it is today. Tell us more about investing. How did you get a passion for that? That's what allowed you to survive when you didn't want to take roles that you didn't want to take.
I knew early on when I got here and had my first son, I realized there's a little bit more I have to do outside of this industry that's going to give me a foundation. And I got a book. It was called The First Book of Investing, or The Book on Investing. But I read that book twice from cover to cover to understand and not be intimidated by the Wall Street Journal. And I got Barron's, and I had Wall Street Journal come into my home. And I studied them like I would study in any class. And I got involved in the brokerage, what I call Chucky Schwab, fondly, Charles Schwab. And the broker was very patient with me. And any questions I had, he was very supportive. And he pretty much helped guide me through the kinds of stocks I could actually afford through by using my residuals.
And residuals are the...
Oh, residuals are residual payments from my prior films. I said, you know, let me take this cash and start investing. And I did just that. I started investing in certain commodities, water, power, storage.
How many areas of expertise do you have? You've got acting, engineering degree, investing, and now looking at creating new venues for Sierra Leone. You've got a lot on your plate. Just start us off by telling us how you became interested in Sierra Leone.
Well, how I became interested in Sierra Leone was, quite frankly, February 12th, 2005. I became born again. I was given an opportunity to receive an award at the Pan-African Film Festival in 2005. And Moza and Babu reached out to me and said, in addition to that, we would like you to take a DNA test. And I pretty much bristled and said no. I had the same misconceptions as the most average person in this country, particularly African-American male, about no, I'm not giving up something that can quite easily be funneled into the government. And once I did my due diligence and I realized that they're a kind of personal genetic history company that does not have any affiliation with forensics or any military companies, organizations, or government where they could be subpoenaed and have access to this database. But according to Dr. Rick Kittles, who designed this database over the last 10 years to actually pinpoint African-Americans to their tribes on the continent.
But you found out some interesting things about your...
I found out that I share ancestry on my paternal side with the Mbundu out of Angola. And in taking the maternal lineage test, I found out that I share ancestry with the Mende, which is why I'm going back to Sierra Leone. And what I'm negotiating with my documentary is not only addressing my spiritual journey back of Sankofa, but also addressing trying to set up a business there with Oracle or Motorola Just get that country back on its feet, because it has the largest resources in the world, but the people are only, you know, making $1 or $2 a day.
Kanye West's song, Diamonds from Sierra Leone, it mm-hmm. brings up the whole issue of diamonds. Is the issue to sort of end how America is addicted to the bling, or to make sure that when things are sold, that they're sold properly?
Yeah, to make sure that you're not going to stop people. There's a 1% market that's worth billions of dollars. You're not going to stop people from wanting diamonds. That's why you had the conflict diamond issue, because of the atrocity that was allowed to happen, because so many corporations were benefited from it, so many cartels were benefited from it. The diamonds are not blood diamonds themselves. It's the people that want to abuse the individuals and enslave them to work for free. That's the issue. What I'm talking about is, I don't have a problem with businesses coming in to Sierra Leone, my country, to mine diamonds. Just mine them properly and adhere to the proper standards.
Well, you certainly have goals and ambitions that you have already achieved, and then you also are ambitious about giving back. You're working on raising awareness of narcolepsy, working with the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank, water safety for kids. And you have a family of your own. How do you deal with all that? Plus a new film, The Amateurs.
Yes, it's coming out, I think, this May. Yeah. Time management.
Help me out with that.
Time management.
Isaiah, I really want to thank you. You've got a lot going on. Isaiah Washington portrays Dr. Preston Burke. Grey's Anatomy airs each Sunday on ABC. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I seen a picture of a shorty armless, and here's the conflict. It's in a black person's soul to rock that gold. Spend your whole life trying to get that ice. On a polo rugby, you look so nice. How can something so wrong make me feel so right? Right? Before I beat myself up like Ike, you can still throw your rocker for the diamond tonight. Because...